The First Man and Woman, The Story of Adam and Eve. Hello, little ones. Are you ready to hear a wonderful story from the Bible? Today we are going all the way back to the very beginning, when God made the first man and woman. Let's find out what happened. A long, long time ago, before there were houses, cities, or even people, God created a beautiful world. He filled it with tall trees, colorful flowers, and sparkling rivers. He made birds that sang sweet songs, fish that swam in the rivers, and animals that ran across the land. Everything was perfect, but something was missing. There were no people yet, so God made a very special creation. He took some dust from the ground, shaped it with his hands, and breathed life into it. And just like that, the first man came to life. His name was Adam. God loved Adam and gave him the most wonderful place to live, the Garden of Eden. It was full of fruit trees, beautiful plants, and peaceful animals. Adam had everything he needed, but God saw that Adam was alone. The animals were nice, but none of them could be his special friend. So, God had another wonderful plan. One day, God made Adam fall into a deep sleep. While he was sleeping, God took one of Adam's ribs and made it into a woman. When Adam woke up, he saw her and was so happy. He named her Eve, and she became his wife. Adam and Eve were the first family, and God wanted them to take care of the garden, enjoy the animals, and live happily together. Now, God had given Adam and Eve a very special gift, the ability to choose right from wrong. But he also gave them one simple rule. He showed them two special trees in the middle of the garden. One was called the Tree of Life, and the other was the Tree of the Knowledge of Good and Evil. God told them they could eat from any tree except for the Tree of the Knowledge of Good and Evil. If you eat from this tree, God warned, you will surely die. Adam and Eve understood. They had everything they needed, so they should have been happy, right? One day, Eve was walking through the garden when she saw the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. As she looked at its fruit, a sly and sneaky serpent spoke to her. Did God really say you can't eat from this tree? The serpent asked. Eve nodded. Yes. God said if we eat from it, we will die. But the serpent shook its head. Oh no, you won't die. If you eat it, you'll become wise, just like God. Eve looked at the fruit. It did look delicious. Maybe the serpent was right. She reached out, took the fruit, and ate it. Then, she gave some to Adam, and he ate it too. As soon as they ate the fruit, something changed. They felt ashamed and realized they had disobeyed God. They tried to hide, covering themselves with leaves. That evening, God came to the garden. Adam and Eve heard him and hid behind the trees. Adam, where are you? God called. Slowly, Adam and Eve came out feeling guilty. We were afraid, so we hid, Adam admitted. God knew what had happened. Did you eat from the tree I told you not to eat from? He asked. Adam blamed Eve. She gave me the fruit, and Eve blamed the serpent. The serpent tricked me. God was very sad. He loved Adam and Eve, but they had made a wrong choice. They had listened to the serpent instead of trusting God. Because Adam and Eve disobeyed, things changed. They had to leave the beautiful Garden of Eden. Life would now be hard. Adam would have to work hard to grow food, and Eve would feel pain when she had children. Worst of all, they would grow old and one day die, just as God had warned. But even though they had to leave, God still loved them. He gave them clothes to keep them warm and promised that one day he would send a savior, someone who would fix what went wrong. Adam and Eve's story teaches us an important lesson. God gives us the ability to make choices, just like he did with them. Sometimes we make mistakes, but God is loving and merciful. Though they had to leave the garden, God had a plan to bring people back to him. That plan would lead to Jesus, who would make a way for us to have eternal life if we follow God's ways.